Well, I've done a good many things in my life, and I've had a lot of jobs wished on me that I didn't hanker for. But I guess I got my foot in it, clawed up to my boot tops this time. You see, our Opry Hall at Funken Center had been shut up a long time, 'cause they couldn't get anyone that wanted to manage it. It belongs to the village, and they had tried most everything in it. Had Lyceum Bureau, Indoor Chautauqua, turned it into a skating rink. Had a stock show in it, had community singing and high school debating. Then they had an Indian medicine opera company. One good thing about that show, if you didn't like it, they give you medicine to get it out of your system. The last debate we had was, is or is not our country in danger of the Bolsheviki? And after they had debated 2 hours on it, Jim Lawson said, before we go any further, I'd like to know what is Bolsheviki. No one seemed to know. Ezra Hoskins said he wasn't quite certain, but he believed it was a kind of a Russian stock feed. He tried to get some for his grocery store, but there wasn't any in the market. And that busted up the debating. So as I had been down to New York a good many times and seen a good many operas, they talked me into being manager of the Opry Hall. They said what Funken Center wanted was some regular shows. Well, I had quite a time getting it cleaned out. One of the boxes had coal in it. A cat was raising a family in the other one. There wasn't many paintings on the platform. All we had was a timber curtain, a housekeeping picture, and a curtain with advertisements on it. We had a melodeon and a piano. The piano had 4 keys gone, and the melodeon had 2 pipes that wouldn't stop playing. But I calculated a show could use first one and then the other and manage to get along. Then I wrote to a paper called the Opry Hall Reporter and told them the Funken Center Opry Hall was ready to have opera shows. In about 2 days, a fella come along, said he was advance agent for The Girl and the Tramp, a show that had had a long run in New York. Said he was doing me a favor in bringing his show to Funken Center, so I engaged him. He used up a whole sack of flour to make paste. I had to furnish that. Then I had to rent furniture, get a pistol and a box of cartridges, carry wash water for the actors, and find places for them to board at and go security for it. And when they got into town, there was more show than I had engaged. There was 2 gals and 4 tramps, and they wanted an orchestra. Well, I hired Charlie Sowers from Chillicothe to play the piano, Hank Schaefer from Polo to play a hand organ, and Jack Lederer, who was working on the Funken Center Weekly Bugle, played a juice harp. When the show started, there was more laughing at the orchestra than there was at the show. There was all of 14 people in the Opry Hall, and 10 of them was passes. They may have had a long run in New York, but they had a long walk out of Funken Center. We are going to have moving pictures soon as we can get the flims, but your Uncle Josh won't be the manager.